Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
I'm going to start working out this Monday. The diet starting this Monday. I'm going to get serious this Monday. I promise you that. How many times have you heard that from either a friend, a family member, or maybe even you say that a couple times before you actually get going? Why am I saying this? I say this because one of my favorite quotes from Tom Brady is this one. There are a lot of guys who can talk and talk. They always say they want to work harder and be the best, but they never want to pay the price. I pay the fucking price. And that's the mentality you need to have if you want to win in life. You must be aware that you're going to have to pay the price. And the price is hard work. Long hours of work without seeing a reward and being okay with it, because that's the process. Before I get started in today's episode on Go Talks, as you guys already see, this one's about one of my favorite athletes, Tom Brady. I want to share that these episodes will help you out if you listen to them fully. I'm going to break down three pillars, and not three pillars that you know already. Not basic little pillars like he works hard. No, I'm going to break down exactly how he got to that level, why he worked hard, what were his motives, and maybe that can help you find motives and start winning, or something's going to click here in this podcast that will help you start winning or being happier. That's what we all want in life. Success is happiness at the end of the day. It's not all money, but in order to be happy, you have to be fulfilled. And I believe fulfillment comes from hard work, from feeling that you've done something bigger than yourself or feeling that you're working towards a goal. Welcome back to Winning Ways with Fred. My name is Federico, and I am your host. Guys, new episode, new segments of episodes about GOAT Talks. GOAT Talks. This week is Tom Brady. I'm going to break down again three pillars that I found very interesting and helpful, and they helped my life, so I hope they help yours. We all know Tom, one of the greatest football players to ever exist, but what really made him great? We know at the end he had a couple issues with his wife. His last season wasn't the best, but overall, he had one of the greatest careers in any sport, out of any athlete. And I'm going to start off with pillar number one, that in my opinion, it's relentlessness of his. Why do I say this? Because Tom, he wasn't the most athletic guy. As a matter of fact, he was considered a dorky, non-athletic little brother in his family. He started playing football in the streets. Nobody really thought much of him because he was slow. He was drafted last at 199. He had to win his position every single time in high school, in college, and in the NFL. He had to cross hurdles every single time. And I think one of the stories that to me stand out the most is when he was in college. When he was a senior, when he was supposed to start because he's won his position. Let me put it into perspective. If you're in your year three or year four, you're a junior going on your last year, and that season you went 10-3 and you won a bowl game, the season starts and you're undefeated, you'd expect to keep your position. You'd expect to be the starter every single day because you've done your job. But what if that wasn't the case? What if they decided to bench you or maybe make you fight for the position you clearly already won because there's a star athlete that just got brought on? How would you handle that? I say this because in today's day, 99% of people would quit. What Tom Brady did was quite the opposite. Was he hurt? Yes, he was. Was he upset? Yes, he was. But he shut up and put his head down and started working. When he got benched, he was cheering on the person that benched him. How many of you do that? In today's day, there's a lot of entitlements. Everybody believes that they should win just because they're them, because they think they're some sort of star without putting in the work. That's completely the opposite of how it really goes. We all see these winners like Kobe, Tom Brady, and we all want to be like them because we all know we're winners deep down. But the gap is the work. The gap is the attitude. The gap is the relentlessness. And that bit of relentlessness that Brady had made him great. All these issues that he went through, all the hurdles he had to cross made him great. And that was one of them. I thought it stood out a lot because, again, in today's day, that wouldn't be the case. You see it with pro athletes. They'll just sit down. They'll just stop playing or they'll transfer out. And that leads me to my next point. Tom Brady had a way out when that happened. The University of California, which was his hometown, which was where his family was, offered him a full scholarship to transfer over to Cal. But he wanted to stay in Michigan because he wanted to prove a point. He went out to his coach and he let him know, hey man, listen, like, how am I supposed to win if I'm competing for my position all the time? And the coaches told him to focus on what he can focus on and control, and to work as hard as he could in the minutes he got playing time. And instead of transferring to Cal, like 99% of you would, he stayed in Michigan because his coach told him, in order to be the best, you gotta beat the best. And that chip on his shoulder carried him to the NFL and to being one of the greatest players of all time. He did that multiple times. It wasn't just in college. In high school, he did it too. He didn't start till his junior, senior year, and he had to win his position. And in NFL, you guys all know it. When Drew got injured, he came in and the rest is history. But he had to win his position. And a lot of people like to talk about his records, his trophies, his Super Bowls, his MVPs, but they don't want to talk about what got him there. Did you know that when he got to the NFL, his first couple of months and years, he set the tone for when the players showed up to the gym and practice? Do you know that he was the first person at the weight room every single morning? And that created a culture and that set the standard and all his teammates started doing it little by little? Nobody really talks about that. But little things like that is what makes Tom Brady so special and makes him the winner he is and the person we all admire. All the wins didn't come without problems. A lot of problems happened throughout his life, but he still overcame them. Being relentless or being resourceful is a key trait to successful people. As I just pictured it to you guys, Tom Brady did that. He was relentless. When there was an opportunity to quit and do something easier and have the fame by going to Cal, being the starting quarterback, he stayed back in Michigan and won his position. When he got drafted 199th, instead of feeling sorry for himself, he decided to put in the work and prove people wrong and carried that chip on his shoulder. My question to you is, are you this relentless about your goals, about what you want to do? Do you take the easier route because it's easy? Do you quit on your dream job because there's another job that offered you similar pay, but not the same growth path? Because that's what most people do. They choose the easy route, whatever's easier, whatever's more convenient for them in that moment, rather than thinking long term. Tom Brady thought long term. He was relentless. He was coachable. He had discipline. He had hard work. And that's what made him Tom Brady. So pillar number one to his success, relentlessness, plain and simple. Number two, he was humble. If you go listen to some of his interviews, I highly recommend you listen to the one he just did with Patrick Bet-David. Great interview. The guy's as humble as it gets, yet confident. And that's a balance that most successful people carry. You got to have a chip on your shoulder. You got to have a little bit of ego because that ego brings confidence. But at the same time, you got to be humble. If you're not humble, then you think you're the best and you're not going to put in the work. There has to be that sense of humility that you always can improve, that you're always striving to get better. Because the moment you think you're great and you're not humble, the work stops. And when the work stops, the results start slipping. And he carried that mentality. He talks a lot about it, how, yeah, he was looked up to by his players, by his teammates, by his coaches. But when he was in the facility, he was just another dude. He was friends with all of them, and he tried to become friends with all of them because he wanted them to know that he cared about them before he started bitching at them and telling them to get better. So I found that very interesting because you don't see that. For example, last week we spoke about Kobe. Kobe was hated by a lot of his teammates. Later on, they loved him because they knew it helped them. After years, they realized that what Kobe was doing was setting the standard and helping them. But Tom Brady wasn't really like that. Tom Brady was loved by all his teammates. And I think that humility, and when you listen to his podcast and conversations with other people, you get that sense of a chill dude, of somebody that's intense when he needs to be. But at the same time, he's humble. And that's what leaders do. We saw last week, Kobe, he's one of those that chews your ass. He lets you know to your face how it goes. And then there's Tom Brady. And I personally believe that the way to lead is more like Brady. Gain the trust of your teammates. Gain the trust of your coaches. And that way you can lead them a little bit better because they fully trust. They know you have the best intentions in mind for them. That's pillar number two for me, that humility, because he was one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT. That relentlessness combined with the humility produced wonders, guys. And lastly, I think this one, I have a lot to talk about it, and it's his ability to block off the noise and bounce back in situations that most wouldn't bounce back from. Prime example, Super Bowl against the Falcons, down 27-3 at halftime, and he pulls the comeback. He's been through so much shit in his life. He's overcame so many hurdles that I promise you, if you ask him, that one wasn't the toughest one. But there's a saying, and I think Patrick Bet-David, or I think Alex Ramosi said it best. If God was making the perfect superhero, how would that superhero become that superhero? What do they have to do to become that superhero? If they're going to be a very patient superhero, they have to go through situations that they have to practice patience. If they want to become the strongest superhero, they have to go through the process of working out every single day to get to that. Brady went through a whole bunch of things, and you're probably going through a whole bunch of things in your life that probably seem like you can't overcome them, but that's what's going to make you stronger, and that's what's going to help you win long-term. Getting through those moments. When you do that, it builds confidence in yourself. And Brady did that his whole life. So that 27-3, yeah, it was a big moment in his life. But I promise you one thing, he's done it. He is used to it because he bounces back. He has that chip on his shoulder. That bouncing back, it's a pillar in itself. But that pillar really is belief in yourself. And that belief comes from hard work and discipline. That's the common theme of most of these podcasts that I'm going to do. Because every winner and every great carry big discipline and they work really hard. Hard work works. Working really hard is what successful people do. And most of you don't do that. You think you're working hard, but you're really not. If you track your 24 hours, you're probably working 6 or 7 because the other 2, you're on your phone. But these guys track like beasts. They're very detail oriented, so they don't let those things slip through the cracks. And neither should you if you want to take your life seriously and you want to become a great like Tom Brady or Kobe Bryant. So his bounce back abilities were phenomenal. When he went through the issue of him deflating balls, of the Patriots spying on other teams, on his divorce, he still kept his cool. He still kept his calm. He still won at the end of the day. And that's tough to do, and that's why we respect Tom Brady the way we all do. Yeah, sure, he had his issues. Yeah, I know at the end of his career, he got divorced with his wife. Shit happens. He chose to be great. He chose to play that last year. I don't know his personal life, but I'll tell you one thing. Greatness has a cost. Greatness has a price that you have to pay. And sometimes it's not spending as much time with your loved ones as you wish you could. That's part of the game. You got to give to take. If you want to become one of the greats, things like that are going to happen. And the people around you have to be okay with it. That's why communicating is so freaking key, especially with your spouse, your kids, people that know where you want to go should be aware of that. Because if not, then it's just going to drain your energy and it's just going to not help you win long term. So I hope this helped you guys a bit. 3 pillars that if you guys carry, if you guys start implementing into your life, you're going to win more. Relentlessness. Be humble. Always be learning and bounce back. Have belief in yourself. Have belief that you're meant for something great. Something greater than you can even imagine. And that belief is what carried Tom Brady to being the great. Before I let you go, I'll give you a little story as to the belief he had. When he got to the Patriots, got drafted 199th, which for most, that'd be a gut punch and you probably would lose a bit of your confidence. But the first couple practices, Drew had just gotten a fat contract, I think over $100 million with the Patriots. In his head, he saw Drew throw and he was like, I throw better than this motherfucker. That's not cocky. That's just belief in yourself. He was humble enough to go ask him to teach him certain things because he knew he was a veteran and had more experience in him. But at the end of the day, he knew that if he put in the work, he'd be better. And guess what? He was better. And so can you. You can be better. Better than you think by putting in the work, by having discipline, by bouncing back, by being relentless, and by being humble and always learning. Guys, I really hope you guys are liking these episodes. I love doing them because I learn a lot about these players more than I already knew. And it gives me a sense of what these guys did and what I have to do to win. So if this show is helping you, if you learn something new, if it's going to benefit your life of some way, some sort, please share it, guys. Please share. That's the way I grow the show. I don't grow it with ads. I don't grow it with any of that. I find it annoying. So if you guys could please do me a favor and share it so we can continue growing. And with that said, I'll see you guys next week. Very excited for next week's athlete I'll be talking about. It'll be a good one.